This is Geek Love Radio
for December 13th, 2004.
I'll switch lines. We'll hit that one later. I always forget we have a... Anyhow, yeah, we have a full studio tonight.
Full couch. Yeah, that's my deal.
Full couch. And tonight with us, we have the lovely people from the Des Moines Register that is... They're doing an article on us, so they are here in the studio with us. And, as always, we have Shannon and Allison.
What's up?
Hello.
And our co-host, Allison.
Hey there.
And, I'm just gonna get things sound level set so you guys can talk. So
everything's all good?
Alright.
Well, I'll start out by saying that we did move our website to a new server this week. To improve our uptime, we're having some problems with that, especially on the network here. The network has been going down a lot today, so hopefully we'll be able to broadcast the show nonstop. But we are now hosted by binrev.com, so a big thank you goes out to Stink Dog for hosting us.
Yes, thank you, Stink Dog. And, yeah, alright, we're good on time, so I'm not going to worry about it anymore. And we got a jam-packed show tonight, again, as always. And for those of you who want to get a hold of us, our AIM name is Geek Love Radio, and we are online right now. So message us with questions or comments or concerns or anything else you just want to say to us. So with that, let's start the show. Alright, the first email we got was from a guy in Australia. He says, "How's it going? He's an Australian from Sydney. I personally don't..." Oh, this is in regards to last week we talked about Vegemite, and
I'm not exactly sure why we talked about Vegemite.
I don't remember why either.
Well, obviously it affected this guy in Australia, so...
Yes. So, he says, "As an Australian from Sydney, I personally don't eat Vegemite. I agree it tastes like crap, but in correction to your previous episode, on December 6th, Vegemite is created from the byproduct of beer. Too bad you can't get drunk from it. Anyway, now on to my question. I am recently out of high school, and I'm in the mindset that every girl I have my eye on, I think that they are older than me. Do you have any ideas to counter this mindset?" Okay. So he, to translate it, kind of, he basically likes older girls, and he wants to, I guess he wants to date girls his age, but he's attracted to the older cross-section of the females, I guess.
I think, like, the first step is maybe putting yourself in situations where you're going to meet people your own age. I know he realized he's, like, out of high school, but I'm sure he still has friends who are in high school. So, put yourself in that situation. Go to high school events, etc. And then if he's, like, graduated, then, I don't know, how do you meet people if you're just in high school and you're not in college yet?
Community college events or something.
I don't know.
Just find different things around your area, like concerts maybe. Like if you have a dance club or something, go to the dance club and pick up on some women. Honestly, I don't think it really matters. Like, I know you might not like the idea that, you know, you like these older women or whatever, but it really doesn't matter, so.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe you should just go with your gut. If this is who you like, then.
Exactly.
And not have some bad, situations with the older women.
Don't push it away, embrace it.
How much by older women you mean, like 40?
Yeah, I was gonna ask how much older.
Then we might, like, wanna reconsider or something. But, I'd just go with it, man. I mean, you have nothing to lose. You can always, I mean, hit on any girl you really wanted to. I mean, sure, some girl might be hot. Don't go after, like, the 12-year-old girls versus 14-year-old girls, because obviously that's not cool. But, I mean, there's no real age, I guess, that you have to really consider in dating, especially at your age right now. I mean, you can have a nice leisure day.
Well, this is the second part of his question. This is a different question.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of on the same subject. He goes, hey, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on dating a mom? I'll explain. There's this girl that I've talked to, but she has a 3-year-old, and she's 22. What are your thoughts about this?
Yes. I was talking to Adam about this earlier, and, I don't know, like, I've never really considered dating, like, a teenage mother or, like, a mother with a kid or anything. Like, even if they're our age. Yeah, I've never really thought about it much, but, like, there'd have to be, like, some definite rules and exceptions. And, Adam?
Sorry, I was speaking with Spokane.
Oh.
Get in the game, dude.
I was Spokane, so I thought it might be something important that we need to...
Okay, go ahead.
If you were in that situation, that obviously it would be important to include the daughter or son of the girl in what you would do, because it wouldn't just be her. I mean, I think you'd be doing things with two of them, and I mean, if you were looking at a future with them, obviously you have to get along with both of them.
And that's where, like, the problems would come up, you know? Like, what if this person isn't ready to be responsible, like, with the kid? Like, if you jump in a relationship like that, it could automatically turn into, okay, I'm a dad figure, you know?
Obviously, there's a maturity level, though. I mean, if
exactly.
They have a kid already,
mm-hmm.
Their maturity level isn't going to be, like, down to, hey, I'm going to go party every night. Because
yeah.
They have, like, priorities, I already said.
And plus, like, they might come second, and they might have to be able to deal with that, you know? The kid's going to come first.
Or are you ready to be a dad? Like, if you're, you know, a guy dating a girl that has a kid, like, are you going to be the dad figure for the kid for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, can you separate yourself later if you, like, you had to? You know? You might grow fond of the kid. Adam, what are your thoughts on dating women?
One moment, let me put the laptop down because we're getting lots of feedback right now. So.
Okay.
Kind of ruins my concentration. Let's move on. We'll get back in the game now.
Okay.
I just had to make sure everything was going well. Alright.
Oh, okay. So women, girls that have kids, would you date one?
Would I date one?
Yeah.
They'd really have to have their life together. If they were struggling with having their kid, that would be a problem. Because I don't want to date half a person, you know? They kind of have to have their everything together in their life, so you're not kind of filling in the void for them. And I think it's more likely that they'd have that void in their life, especially if they had a kid. I mean, they'd probably have to have a good job and be able to support themselves and their child.
Do you think every woman with a child at that age is looking for, like, something serious, someone who can be the kid's dad?
I don't think so. Like, I don't know. I've personally not had this situation before, ever, so I really can't speak about it, but, like, from experiences of, like, people that I know...
I mean, she's 22, she's a 3-year-old, so she might not be very well off right now.
Maybe living with parents.
Generous parents.
I don't know. That's always I don't know. I think this one can go with the "so you got her pregnant" segment that we're going
to
do.
Some people just need to focus more on their life.
Now, like,
I think it goes along with the priorities, focusing more on yourself and your own life than worrying about dating. Because you might need to make sure everything is okay in her life first.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, she might have some sort of pressure that she has to find some guy that'll be her baby daddy.
I like what you said earlier, like, when we were talking about this, you're like, I don't know, it has to be, like, my dream girl, and she'd have to be, like, super hot.
Yeah, that's my, shallow behind the scenes.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
But, thank you, Richard.
Yeah, no problem, anytime. but yeah, I don't know, it's, like, play it out. Obviously, like, you have big decision to make to, you know, if you're gonna end up, like, being more, like, later on, because obviously if she has a kid already, she's gonna...
What if she treats you like a kid? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know people like that. Like, the girlfriend relationship, like, treats a guy, like a kid, you know, like...
We should have a mother.
Yeah, you don't want to go over there and have her be like, so do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah.
You need me to kid.
It's kind of a tough call.
Yeah.
I think if I was a guy person, I'd be like,
I'd pass. It has to be extreme circumstances. Like, my co-part. I said. So. Anyhow, let's move on.
I think if she was older.
Okay.
It might, that's not
be different then.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Moving on to the next email. Adam, do you want to read the next email? He's like,
a quick question. Quick question. Casual sex with friends, can you pull it off or it will destroy your, or will it destroy your friendship?
I don't know. Alright, I was looking through our emails, and like, for some reason I think you passed this one up.
Yeah, we did, I think.
And so I thought we'd cover it before break, just in case people go back home and see their casual friends and have some casual sex.
Well, I really have no experience with this, because I don't have casual sex with my friends. I really only...
Well, first and foremost, do you believe there's such a thing as casual sex? Like, I feel on some levels there's always going to be a string attached.
Yeah, well, obviously there's going to be a string attached.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Because, like, you know, that person, maybe you're having casual sex with your other friend?
What? What?
One casual sex friend.
What? I mean, that you might be something that you say to make it, to justify it to yourself, but...
Some people call this the friends with benefits.
Yeah, I hate that term.
And, I don't know, like, it's very iffy. You can't say either way, you know. If you can make it work with somebody, and you're fine with having casual sex with somebody that's your friend, and you can, I don't know, it kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it?
I think that's BS. I don't think you should do that. Like... One, it's kind of raunchy, and two, it's like a friend, like, you can be good friends and not be on that level, like, and then it kind of, like, prohibits yourself from, like, other people, I think, too. The minute you meet somebody, you're going to, like, cut yourself off from having casual sex with a friend, like...
Okay, but if you can have sex with them, then what's stopping you from dating?
Exactly, so that's why I think it's still here. Unless it's only...
That's kind of a gray area there, like, if you could make it work, but see, when you went on to another relationship, what would happen?
Yeah, you'd be screwed.
I mean,
I think it would just be awkward. Really awkward.
You could replace, with a sense, you could replace casual sex with sleeping around.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. How much different it sounds.
He asked, will it destroy your friendship? Obviously, if you have a friendship that you're having casual sex with already, and you're cool with it, it's not going to destroy anything extra. And if they're willing to have casual sex, obviously there might be something more. So, I don't know. I wouldn't really worry about, you know, if this is going to destroy your friendship. I'd maybe think about moving it on instead of just having casual sex or whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on to a relationship. Hey, you know, you're already halfway there.
Unless that person is going to go psycho and be like... You're dating somebody else now? What?
That's weird. Maybe that's why we skipped over it. We're just like, huh, no thoughts on this one. Skip over this email. Alright, let's go on to the next topic of choice.
Christmas presents ideas.
Yeah. I figured since we're getting close to Christmas and people are urged, like, scrounging up money to buy Christmas presents and stuff like that, that it would be good to talk about. So, anybody, Adam, you can take this one.
Well, yeah. You want me to give my examples of what I...
Well,
this is already going to read,
you
want to
read this really quick? I can read it since I wrote it.
All right, go ahead.
All right. It's that time of year when we're walking aimlessly around stores looking for that perfect present. There's some things to keep in mind and tips that I think that can help you in looking for that perfect present for your significant other. First off, gauge the relationship. How long have you been dating and how deep are you in the relationship? And, we can go into these. I guess, like, spending time with your significant other, or set spending limits and stuff like that. Before we, like, go into that, Adam, do you want to share your story?
A story?
Well, what were you going to talk about?
Well, I was just going to mention things that I do.
Go for it.
So, shopping for gifts, I like to make things.
Yeah,
you know what you're doing,
definitely.
Too? Like, I've made lots of drawings for people. I'm not talking just fucking charcoal drawings. Look nice. Take a lot of time to do. FaceTime me a picture that they gave me. I find that people are a lot more impressed when you take the time to actually make them a gift instead of just going...
I agree with that.
Going to the store, paying $50, walking out, wrapping it up, and forgetting about it, because...
I generally make all my gifts handmade.
I think buying something for someone from a store is a shallow gift to me.
Yeah, well,
I don't... something that they really want, I mean, and you're making them happy.
If they need something from a store,
yeah.
Like, you know...
That's, yeah.
I'm trying to set the spending limit. Like, I mean, especially if we're both in college, it's just not necessary to go out and, like, spend a bunch of money. Like,
sure.
And I think, like, the little gifts are, like, the best gifts. You know, like, the thoughtful gifts. Not the $200 watch, you know. That's how I have a friend in my ship. They're like, oh, it's watch here, sweetie. Let's go buy our fossils together. And I'm just like, no, unnecessary. Does that make your relationship stronger now that you blew $50, $200? Yeah. And then when you break up, we're like, damn it, I spent a whole savings on that chick. Crap. You know?
That's a good point. If it's early in a relationship, it's probably not a good idea to go spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where it can go.
Do you ever get stuck in that situation where they got you this really nice elaborate gift and they're like, you're like, oh, here's your card. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta like weigh your relationship there.
That's what the spending limit is.
Or if you get done something like really big and you're like expecting the same thing, that could be really nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you've been dating a while, or know what she likes or dislikes, then get her something like that she's into.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like Adam was saying, he likes art stuff, so maybe like a good present for him would be art stuff.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like, just pick up like subtle hints, you know, when you're just hanging out or watching TV, like, ooh, I really want that movie, like, buy him that movie, like stuff like that.
Like I put something homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have blanket experts in the
house. Blanket experts.
Yes, and one Christmas present of the year that I've seen so far, homemade Christmas present, is a blanket.
The fleece blanket.
Fleece,
yes,
blanket.
They're easy to make. Very easy to make. And they're homemade, so they know that you made them yourself for them. So you thought about it and just go buy something.
I want you to explain for our audience how to make one of these fleece homemade blankets.
Okay.
Yes.
Generally, I get about 2 yards of fleece in 2 different colors, maybe a color and a pattern. You lay them on top of each other and just cut squares out of the corners. And then you just cut strips that are about an inch wide and maybe 3-4 inches long. And you just tie them. You tie them just in a knot like you would tie your shoes.
So you just tie the 2 blankets together?
Yep, and you do it all the way around and then you have a blanket. And it's very warm and it's homemade.
Like Betty
Homemaker,
actually.
Yeah, just don't lay them out on the floor and then try to cut them because your back and your knees are really going to hurt.
Thank you. Have you experienced?
I've definitely experienced that.
Yes. I just think that's an awesome idea for, especially like in Iowa, it's freaking cold out.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's about 0 degrees out right now, I'm saying. So yes, a fleece blanket really sounds nice. Throwing papers away. Like other gift ideas. Like if you don't wanna, I put like poems. Like you can write somebody a poem. Especially like if you're early in the relationship.
But remember what I said about poems in the previous episode? If you're gonna do a poem, make sure you write it yourself. Do not Google for a poem and then give it to someone.
Because
I've already told everyone if you ever receive a poem to Google for it and you'll find out that the person that you thought was so sweet isn't creative whatsoever.
Yeah. This is such a nice poem.
I think you get caught in the act. I definitely caught two people in the act doing that, and you're like, gosh, I've never heard that before. Oh, yeah.
My last boyfriend gave this to me, too.
Oh,
that'd be bad.
You have similar creative ideas, I guess.
Something that I did for my roommates this year, I just went to Walmart and got stockings, and I puppy paints and buttons and stuff, and I glued
puppy
them
paint
on and painted it.
And then
I just filled them up with, like, I think I put a pencil and some candy and stuff in it. And the other thing I did was made chocolate covered pretzels.
before.
It's so that's fun too.
I want chocolate covered pretzels too.
Those are just ideas. They're not fancy.
Shannon, I mean, you were like, oh, yeah, chocolate covered pretzels for Christmas.
Yeah. Who wants you to here right now? I do help make them though. I mean, come on.
You're the mom with the kids, man. Get a girl who's gonna make you chocolate covered pretzels and drink it.
No kidding. Let's see.
I have something I'd like to mention though.
Yes.
Something that's not in the notes. But I have friends that have had something like this similar happen to them when they go shopping. Say they go to a store, maybe like Victoria's Secret or
which is a good place.
Any clothing store, and there's, you know, not to be racist, sexist, I mean. Say like a female employee comes and they start to flirt with them and get them to buy something.
Oh, they probably
way over their spending limit. This reminds me of a
guy.
Oh. Movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when he's sitting at that little like thing with that woman.
You know what? Seriously, do not buy lingerie for your girlfriend.
Yeah, because you get stuck in the store.
I bought you beautiful leather thong.
What is that? I'm going to make the girl self-conscious, like, okay, do you want that?
Especially
right,
if, like,
you, right now,
you mess up and she's
sitting there
unwrapping it in front of her family. And, oh, it's a thong.
it's a
thong. Oh, yeah. Another don't is don't get anything that you could use, too. Like,
yeah.
We
forgot to add that.
She's thinking, like, you know, like, don't get her power tool.
Yeah, the example we gave was in The Simpsons where Homer gave Marge a bowling ball for
her. He knows that you really like.
The ball fit Homer on it.
Honey, I bought you a bowling ball.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing too. Okay, I know we don't want to spend a lot of money, but don't get anything cheap. Like,
I think a $20-$30 spending limit. I think if you're like, I don't know,
you can get something cheap if it's cheap. If it goes along, like for example, like when a gift that I got for someone once was a candy necklace, just so I could eat it off.
That's a good idea.
But it was in conjunction with other gifts, so.
That's the cheapest gift I've ever heard of. So.
I also gave those.
Pops.
But it wasn't something
you,
I gave it.
Can I make this off you? I mean,
we're engaged
now. I gave you a ring, Bob.
Will you marry me? It's cherry.
Crazy, dude. I can't believe you did that.
It's not that bad, is it?
No, but I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Like, no, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Okay, I'm going to change it right now.
Yes.
Okay, besides the kiss, you could
take her
somewhere, like, go somewhere and do something, you know?
So, yeah. I was going to ride together. I was going to put long walks in the snow, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just, like, days, like, set a day, and you're going to
spend
a day together and do
stuff.
A
spa, ooh. Ever say you're going to do something and don't do it.
There's tension in the room. Change the voice.
Uh-oh. No, I think, hey, we'll save the spa thing for later, because I got some dating tips, and that would be good. So, alright, any more Christmas presents that people can...
If you're, when you guys were talking earlier about being early in the relationship, you could, it'd be another kind of homemade thing, but you could always make, like, a picture frame out of popsicle sticks, or something where you make it yourself and decorate it. Or you could make, like, a collage of pictures of the two of you or something.
It helps be creative.
Oh, another don't. Do not buy a gift certificate.
No.
No.
Use a gift certificate to like...
Best Buy, $10. Thanks, sweetie. It's awesome.
You bought me half a CD.
That means...
Good job.
Yeah, make sure you're gonna cover at least.
I didn't know what CD you wanted. I know someone who's gotten like, they got a $500 gift certificate to Abercrombie and Fitch, and they're really happy about it. Like... That was a good shit. Awesome gift for them.
Where's that person?
That's
now?
$500. Are you buying your love?
Well, I don't know. It's just
cute.
Yeah, it means nothing.
I guess if you're a shopaholic,
the amount of money the gift certificate is might make it a better present.
If there was a time for $500, don't tell me you wouldn't.
I feel bad if somebody spent $500 on a gift. I'd be like,
but you'd be like, oh, honey, you shouldn't have. And you'd be like,
hey, I'm not a cheerleader.
But wanders his way into her pocket.
You're like, oh, honey.
I can't take this.
Thank you very much.
Right now, Buster's listening. He's going to buy your sister $500.
Yeah, he is.
For you, Buster. I have something else to add, is that if you're going to buy a gift for, or make a gift for your girlfriend, don't forget your mommy, because...
Oh, yeah.
Your mommy should be is an important girl, too.
Oh. Get gifts for your
mom. Shout out to my mommy.
Okay, mama's way.
Remember my good presents, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. Yeah. Well, obviously, you're going to give your family presents, too. Maybe.
I'm keeping my family. I give my brother, like, CDs with music on it.
You can make him a blanket.
Mom, this is my present. Look it, I'm in the register. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, don't forget about your mommy.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Does make me a mommy boy.
You are a mama boy. It's okay, me too.
Well, they always say that, like, your future relationships, like, will reflect a lot with your relationship you have with your mother.
I might kind of creep me out a little bit.
Future relationship with...
That little piece of advice.
What, with the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a good relationship with your mom, you're more likely to have a good relationship with a girlfriend.
Because I know guys that, like...
If you have a good relationship, I thought you meant, like...
No.
If you have a
relationship. I mean, like, if you treat your mom with respect, then...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't like don't belittle your mother or your parents, and don't treat them without give them respect. Like on my birthday, I tell my mom.
You're just racking up the brownie points. Is your mom listening?
Yeah, she's probably listening.
My parents don't have internet.
You just want money.
On my birthday, I thank my mom for having me.
You should. He went to pay for you.
Yeah, right. He just called him earlier. He's like, Mom, Dad, I want money.
He's for like $500. I don't buy my girlfriend every time he gives me a $500.
He said,
I would do it.
I want money, so.
I need money, too.
Yeah,
I think I
would. Mom, if you're listening, I need money.
Okay. Anyway, if you're listening, I need money.
We need to set up a PayPal donation thing
the
other day.
Yeah, PayPal donation.
Like, Allison needs money.
Allison needs money.
If you offer them some sort of incentive, I'm sure they'll give you money. Like, bikini pictures. I think that's great if I get $100. You would make money on
TV.
The number of people listening to this
show, yeah, they would. If they could donate $1 to the cause, we'd have a lot.
That would add up. Okay. Yeah. Except for off of the minute.
Maybe we'll set up PayPal after Christmas. Like, in January when we come back, we'll set up a PayPal. Just to get donations. We don't want to sell out or anything, but it costs money to do
that. Well, it's not selling out. Maybe selling out if we threw, like, Pepsi logo on our page.
Pepsi. Okay, let's move on. We got to move on. Advantages of working out. Wait, Adam and I were talking to one of our roommates, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric. We don't know who he is. He's one of our roommates. And
he was on the third show or fourth show?
Yeah, something like that. We were talking about working out because he doesn't work out very much. And he's not in bad shape. He's in no shape at all.
Yeah. And we were telling him he needs to gain some weight. And he's like, why would I want to gain weight? He didn't understand, like, the whole gaining weight from muscle concept.
We found out he was, like, 125 pounds.
And the scale here, we found out, I'm guessing the scale is at least 12 pounds off, so...
So, he should
be... He's lazier.
Oh, well, he's kind of...
I was joking today saying that he has a parasite.
We're gonna get hate mail again from, like, all the female listeners.
I was joking.
Well, some of the stuff he eats, though, I mean... It's definitely suspect.
Eats rice, Easy Mac...
Any leftovers sitting on the counter for over a week.
He's our kind of our
garbage
backup.
Garbage.
Yeah, our backup.
Yeah, those what were they? Cinnamon rolls?
Oh yeah. Oh man.
The 15-day old cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
He ate them.
Yeah.
I'm like, cinnamon rolls aren't supposed to be crunchy, but
hey, just put them in the microwave and put them in some milk. Remember?
Yeah. He like threw water in milk.
I think that was water.
He's like, they might.
No, I told him to cover it with like a damp like paper towel. I think they
softened
up a little bit.
He rejuvenated a 15-day-old cinnamon roll.
They hate it, though, anyhow.
They look too appealing for him to throw away.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
But she doesn't like you in wastewater.
Yeah.
She won't waste water either.
Yeah. Alright, anyhow, let's continue on with the subject.
Granny guy.
So, we were talking about...
What's that, Eric?
Just welcome to the show.
Our
cameraman's even.
Our cameraman has left the room.
We're all alone again.
Go to Moon Register. I thought they came up to me on social
media. Yeah, they didn't talk much. Anyhow.
They're professionals.
Yeah, they're professionals. Anyhow, advantages of working out. We were talking with Eric, and we're like, dude, you need to go work out with us. We're giving them advantages, and I'm like, hey, why not look it up and see what actual advantages are? Because we were kind of just BSing with him. But what do you know? We were kind of right about everything. And, like, some advantages, and, like, we're always talking about self-image and, like, having, like, a good, like, confidence of yourself, you know? When you have a good self-image, you have, you're confident, and...
And you told Eric he should go work out?
Yeah,
that's
we told him.
That's what you're about being a guy. You should, like,
well, girls. Well, yeah.
We're like, Eric, come on, let's just go work out. And he's like, But we're like, so we gave him things about what to think about, and... Especially over this Christmas season, because we're going to start eating a lot of, like, turkey and ham and whatever, chocolate. It'd be good to, like, I mean, start thinking about working out maybe for, like, spring break.
Some people, like, don't like their body image, but they're scared to work out. Like, maybe he's, like, self-conscious to actually, like, do the working out.
He's
They'd rather, like...
Some people are afraid of the gym atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like... Bench pressing next to guys that are like 270.
Like, I'm gonna
shut your ass left.
Did you just say it's my arm jiggling?
My butt.
My butt jiggling?
Are you sure? Those are
arms. I've seen, no, because I
have. Arm jiggling too.
Tickle, mushroom.
Getting the gym can be a stimulation. That sucks. Like, you gotta get started.
Yeah. So, here's some things that can help you when you work out, or help...
Yeah, results.
Results, there you go.
Working out. Helps you sleep better.
Yes. I'll attest to that, because I just pass out when I go work out afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
I get on this, like, kick, and I can't go to sleep.
Yeah, well...
But then eventually, like...
Adrenaline works.
You know you're supposed to work out at, like, 3 in the afternoon? It's, like, your prime time to work out.
Really?
Yeah. You're supposed to, like... Because it keeps your blood going, like it keeps your adrenaline going, and then at night, then you pass out, and you're like, oh, maybe I can... That's what I read.
I don't know. I'll have to check it out. But I know it helps you sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just tired. And if you're not tired after working out, then you might want to do something. Improve your workout. Slows the aging process and reduces the risk of premature death.
Mm.
But you guys didn't know that. Yes, it does.
I'll be right back. I have to move back.
Yeah. No, but, yeah.
Builds and maintains healthy muscles, joints, and bones and joints. If you're in shape, it's a lot harder to injure yourself as well.
Yeah.
Like, say, if you were pretty limber, you can, you know, if you're limber and your bones and muscles are in good shape, it's harder to break them and to stretch your muscles or rip ligaments or whatever.
I agree.
Or tendons.
So your ACL.
Yeah.
That's not totally true.
Well, it depends on...
It depends on your activity.
Yeah, your extreme.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just getting a good cardio in and lifting a lot, then yeah.
But you know, if you're just like, if you're in horrible shape and just like slip and fall on the ice,
yeah,
you're probably more likely to get hurt than when it's in good shape.
Yeah, I'm not in horrible shape, but I slip and fall on ice, so...
Yeah, okay, I fall on ice too, man. And I'm in, like, perfect shape. Okay, is everybody in my
face? Me too.
Yeah.
But
no, we gotta get in shape for... I put this in here, too, because we gotta get in shape for when we go out to L.A., dude.
Yeah, but when we look for TV.
We got it. My mom's like, hey, the TV adds 10 pounds. She's like, so instead of having a cake when you get home, she's like, I'm gonna have a salad waiting. I'm like, thanks, Mom.
I'm also, it's also a good time because college students can start thinking about spring break. Because right after parade, people really start hitting the gym. And you can kind of get a head start on them.
Yes.
So I'm planning on making a trip down to maybe Puerto Rico or somewhere in the Caribbean for spring break.
You have Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans are hot.
You need to hit up some Mexicans, man. Mexicans.
This is how Mexicans say. I just like
Latin
women, that's all. Latina.
the hottest woman in a girl's name, Allison.
Yes, the two in the room.
Anyhow, let's see. Strengthens and boosts your immune system. I'll attest to this because I never used to get sick until I started not working out like sophomore, freshman year in college. And then I got sick like all the time. So I'll attest to that. I think that's true. Improves mental acuity. I should have given this one to like Adam to say. Alright.
No.
If you have mental acuity, if you're like mentally, intellectually strong to begin with and then you work out, then I think it might help you. If you're listening to this and you have no hope of being mentally, acute or anything.
Yeah, if you're dumber than a stump.
You know, it might be some reason why I'm not working out because, like, my brain's already forming, so I might as well have some muscles to back it up.
Yeah, and that's it. If I can't control my brain, I might as well control the environment around me.
Because people can't call me if I break their jaw.
Stupid heads.
Gosh.
Oh, well, let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right. Improves confidence. Obviously, if you're worked out and you're like you're in good shape, that'll improve your confidence. Increases energy and endurance, and reduces stress and depression and anxiety.
Working out is definitely like a stress reliever. I mean, it's a good way to like release your stress instead of like in other forms.
It's a
constructive way to relieve your stress. It's better than punching your wall. You can just
constructive ways. I was talking to a friend online last night at 3 in the morning about constructive ways to relieve stress, and she's like, sex.
Well, that's also insomnia relievers.
Yeah. Once again, I haven't been working out, so I'm up at 3 in the morning.
And you need to get
the random women
late then, because you're not over with your insomnia.
So you can go have casual sex with your friends.
Yes. No, it wasn't random women. I don't know.
I feel like if you are a listener who wants to just be Richard's friend with benefits,
yes,
any instant message people love radio.
Yeah, any female that's interested in having casual sex, try out this casual sex theory.
And then photos.
Richard. Why do we think about this when we were doing a personal ad last
week? Casual sex. Nothing attracts the eye like casual sex. Okay. You want to talk about the Adam and I went and
yeah, we went saw
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Like random humor.
Yeah, it's.
You can't beat it.
But some people, I recommend it to one person. He told me that he heard bad things, and that two people he knew actually walked out of the movie. And I said,
I paid $1.50 to see it. And I think movies that you don't pay very much for,
are like
even so horrible, I can like
yeah. I plan on going tomorrow night to see it again.
It's so funny.
It's like, you have to have an open mind. Like, it's not a movie you go to for quality. It's an entertaining movie. And that's what it's like meant to be. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to make you think.
I really cracked up during it. Cause
pretty much my favorite animal.
It's humor you want. So.
What is it? It's a liger. It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Do you want my chapstick?
God,
this feels good.
I love when he throws a steak at him when he's on his bike to pay her on the back.
Anyhow, we won't ruin the movie for people that. And,
ruin the movie. There's more, like, no plot, really.
Flippin'
idiot. Can you come to your equipment out of my locker? I can't find my nunchucks in it.
Girls aren't like guys with skills, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, and computer hacking skills.
Great quote.
Yeah.
So,
anyone who hasn't seen the movie, go rent it, or if it's playing in a theater around
it comes out the 20th.
Is it still $3 theater?
The 21st, yeah.
It's only $1.50.
Oh. Go watch it.
Our listeners in the Iowa State area.
Go watch it.
Go check it out.
Yes, and Allison is sleeping. I'm joking.
It's confusing. We need to be like Allison number one and Allison number two.
Allison one?
Allison one.
Number one.
Okay, I'm going to play a song. We're going to do a little show break here so I can get some water. So thirsty. But I still want to pimp this band because... Alright, we were looking through our Sean Kennedy rants, and there was no Sean Kennedy rants about casual sex that we haven't played. Because I think there was one about random relationships. What's that?
Speaking of Sean Kennedy, one thing I was talking to Smokehouse about is that he was wondering when we want Sean Kennedy to make an appearance
on the show.
On our show. Something that wouldn't work tonight. That's when, and then that's when I put the laptop down, so.
Gotcha.
Figure that out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. So,
Steven is assuming if he can
get on Skype. Yeah, it's Skype. Yeah, set up Skype, because then I need, like, for over Christmas, then I can call in and stuff, too, so I can do shows. We are going to play a little intermission song. It's by Daphne Loves Derby. It's what we ended the show last time with, but this is a different song. And this song is called The End of Everything I Loved. And it's a good song, so I'll play it for you guys. And here it is. Thank you.
Digging that song.
Yes, it was a good song.
Yes, very dashboardish.
Confessionalish.
Confessionalist.
That's Daphne Loves Derby, and the song is called The End of Everything I Love. They're still unsigned, and they're working on getting signed.
How did you find them?
Online. My friend sent me a link to their website and stuff. They're from Washington, the state. All this stuff is up for download
online. Signed, right?
No. All this stuff is free online.
So go get it yourself.
It's at purevolume.com and just look up Daphne Loves Derby and all their music is up for download. And
Shannon wants
to
beatbox
though. Shannon wants to beatbox. Come on. You want to be by?
So you can practice and do
let's do it at the end of the show before we kick it like it's hot. Kick it like it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Damn, it's already taken.
Damn.
Yeah.
Alright, so
GL unit.
Now that I get some water, we can talk again. Let's see. I figured for top 10 this week we'd talk about icebreakers. This is cold out ice, I thought. I'm like, ooh. Shut up.
I like that site you sent me in the other day with the ice out goods, whatever.
Yeah,
it's ice. I want to buy one of their, like, soup cups, the pimp cups.
Yeah, there's.
I forget. Iced out calluses, those are awesome.
It was like iced out pimpware or something like that. .com. I don't know what it was. But
it was
like all.
Like noob cups.
Bling bling stuff. It had like a spinner watch. Like it had a watch with a little spinner thing on it. So you could have like a spinner watch.
I actually have one of those.
Oh my.
I'm gonna get. You have a SpongeBob watch.
What time is it? Good stuff.
What time
is it? That would have been a good Christmas present.
Yeah. SpongeBob watch. Oh man.
Oh my god, that popcorn smells delicious.
You know there would be someone out there somewhere who is right now wrapping up their SpongeBob watch to give their Christmas gift to their...
Damn it.
He opens it up.
What's that? Ooh.
Merry Christmas.
Alright, so...
Fatality.
Let's get into the top 10 list.
So we can die.
Hello to Jubal, and I'll be getting hit later, so
that's
my shout-out in the middle of the program.
And shout-out
to Buster.
Yeah, Buster.
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 My
13-year-old sister's boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, you love Buster, don't you?
I love Buster.
How old is Buster?
Her big girlfriend.
Buster's like 21.
You're my sister. I'm 25.
Whoa,
25.
So our PayPal account is...
So is Buster 25?
Good God, I hope not.
Oh, well. Let's see. All right, now can I go into top 10?
You can go into your top 10.
Thank you. All right, top 10 list is by Andy Levy Scroff. Can anybody say his last name?
Eschenkoff.
Okay.
Little.
And it's top 10 icebreakers.
I don't know.
That's how you pronounce it.
Top 10 icebreaker number one is just introduce yourself. Almost goes without saying.
Hokalot.
There's been no previous flirting. She's whatever. Basically, just go up to them and say, hi, nice to meet you. That's a good icebreaker. We talk about these a lot, you know, but I keep getting messages from people wondering how to approach women.
Like, personally, I like nothing better than somebody come up to you, myself and say, hey, handshake, what's your name?
Hey, what's your name?
Simple, effective. It's always good because, like, you get a little, like, body contact with the handshake, too.
Ooh,
so what do you do if it's someone that you know right away you're obviously not interested in? They do that too.
You give them a handshake?
Yeah.
Then, you want to know how to, like, let them go or whatever.
Do you do it respectfully or do you give them, like,
yeah.
Cool,
like, cool. Don't, like, not give them a handshake or just, like, together, you know? Just be fun with them.
Sounds good.
Enough, nice to meet you.
A girl
with friends, it's like, yeah, kind of
busy
right now.
Yes.
This popcorn,
oh. It does. Oh, wait, I'm not having
it. We might as well take a shot to introduce yourself. Yeah. And girls should do, like, the same. I think girls should, like, introduce themselves to guys.
Yeah, this goes both ways, girls and guys, mm-hmm. for our audience.
Definitely.
Number 9, buy her a drink. Obviously, you can buy him a drink, too. That's a good
or
one.
Just offer a drink if you're not, like, at a bar or a party.
Yes. Introduce yourself and be like, I hope you enjoyed your drink or something like that. I always send drinks over to the table.
That's cool. Kind of old-fashioned. Girls dig it.
Yeah. I sent bread over to tables, too.
A loaf.
A loaf of bread. No.
I love.
From McDonald's. Can you take those chicken nuggets over to that girl over there?
You can eat hot wings and some wet wipes for her, please.
We were at a restaurant, me and my friend, and we saw this really hot girl, so we sent her the bread that we had.
We ordered.
No, we didn't eat off of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, the waiter came and he was bringing us bread, so we could dip it, the oil or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
Can I have to go on the grill?
No.
Wait, okay, go ahead.
No. Yeah, she's way off. No. So we're sitting there, and we're like, no, instead of getting it to us, go over here. And she's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And he drops it over, and, like, she looks over, and he, like, points over, just like, or so, he waved, and she laughed. Yes. I, like, gave her the look, and she's like, the look.
But make sure, if you're gonna buy a drink, like, make sure you know who she's with. Like, pay attention to the company she's with.
She's
obviously, if she has a dude by her side,
and be careful
I take that off on my
what drink you buy her. There's drinks with
triple martini.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's drinks like that
have names that suggest things. Yeah,
like sex on the beach. Or the orgasm. Orgasm. So there's drinks. I'm just
if you drink in my car, like, don't send out, like, a Jack and Coke. Like,
no slippery nipple.
Kind of a...
Have you guys ever had...
Shots. Don't send her a shot, you know.
Yeah, here's a shot. Have you ever had that shot, though?
The what?
It's called the slippery nipple.
I have not.
It's really
sounds
good.
Intriguing.
Oh, it's really good. It's like butterscotch and like something else. Butterscotch and Bailey's. I think that's what's in it.
Mm.
I think that's all it is.
Oh.
I don't know. It's pretty good. Somebody gave it to me once. So. Anyhow. Yeah. Number 8. Ask if she's single. I don't get this one.
I don't know, Andy.
Yeah, Alf doesn't like
it. I don't agree with it. Hey, baby, single? Want to mingle? No. That's just almost too much, you know?
Did you just say that?
I did say that.
Yes, you did.
Has this happened to you before? You have some pent-up aggression?
Maybe. Well, yeah, but like... So, automatically, you think... Yes, if you single, like, she's going to be interested in you. Or you're going to date right after you meet. Like, it's almost too, like...
Yeah, people...
Am I making any sense?
Yeah. Are you single? Okay, fine.
Or not, I can't talk to you, you know? You just give out that kind of vibe.
You're like, I just want you to for your single with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, I think there could be tiptoe ways to get around that question. You know, like, hey, who are you here with tonight? Y'all just
like are you out with your 22-year-old bouncer boyfriend, Buster?
Oh, Buster.
Yeah, I know. And I think you can tell, like, by... somebody's, like, body language or the way they're acting if they're going to be, if they're single or not. Unless they're...
One of the quotes it says here, what to say to her. Before I even, this is a quote, it says, before I even ask your name, which is probably as beautiful as you are, I need to know, are you single?
Next time it goes in the category of cheesy line, nice try, I'm going to turn around in my bar stool.
Wow, that's a very bad line.
Yeah. You don't want to, just be real, like, you don't have to.
Okay, number seven, be blunt.
How come we keep, like, applying all these to bar situations anyway?
Because that's what everybody, like, applies you to. Everybody's always like, oh, he's going to be in a bar.
You know, that's not even, like, the best place to pick up people.
No. You know, like, the best place to meet somebody is, like, like, at a coffee shop. Or, I think if I got approached in the library, I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, I know some people can get upset, like, because maybe they're in their studies, but I could be like...
I mentioned that before in the show, it's like, yeah, the girls that I've been interested in are ones that I see at the library and not at the bar.
Exactly. I think you could, like, pick up a good conversation with that.
Oh, man, this would be prime time to go, like, acoustics in the library, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
or, like, even
final.
On campus, and...
Shannon has a suggestion. What about a nursing home?
I don't know.
Do I know this?
Are you talking about picking up the...
Volunteer
thing. I was thinking, you know, the 80-year-old woman with the
I guess everybody needs some loving.
Yeah.
Even the ones who can't walk.
No, I was just playing, okay.
Whatever, Shannon. You know you have pictures of, like, Miss 1935 in your room?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
They're really recent.
Okay, so we said number seven was Steve Blunt.
Yes, Steve Blunt.
Read into this article.
Here's an approach for those willing to be even more direct. In many cases, walking up to a woman and letting her know you're a take charge kind of guy.
Kind of guy.
Charge kind of a guy. Thank you. I can read that word.
Can act as strong. Strong appeal. She's likely to take your confidence as an indication that you're someone worth talking to.
What to say?
I was trying to think of a clever pickup line, but then I realized there's no such thing. My name is Joe. What's yours?
I do like that line. I will give any credit for that one. That's kind of like the be real, like, I'm introducing myself.
I still think the beginning part's cheesy, though.
Yeah.
How about the mind if I join you? If you just walk
mind
into
if, yeah, that could be good, too. That's not so much blunt as, like, confidence. Confidence is a big term. Like, being cocky and over jealous, like, hey, I'm going to get this chick anyways, like, my doctor, you know? That's
God.
Idiot. I think be blunt should be changed, but be confident. Yeah.
I think so, too. Let's see, number six. Comment on your surroundings.
Yeah. I think like, add to the small talk.
Gotcha.
Well, don't talk about the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, tad bit nipply, yeah, isn't it?
Because I think that's the easiest thing to talk about, and it makes it sound...
So, what kind of jacket did you wear here tonight, babe?
Mm-hmm. Be original with your comments.
I'd be like, I'm cold, but you're hot, so that's why I want to talk to you.
Is it on here, is it just you?
I always look over at Allison, number one, when I say something, because she's either, like, shaking her head yes or no. Mm-hmm. And when she shakes her head no, then I'm like, maybe I did something wrong. And then I'm like,
no,
wait.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
She's like, no.
It's weird.
I know.
You're
that's
weird. Right.
Let's see. Number five, ask an open-ended question.
Woohoo!
Don't ask yes or no questions. You'll probably get yes or no answers.
So, what do you do for fun? Or, what do you do on the weekend?
What time do you go to bed?
And where exactly is that bed? Oh, wait, that's stalker talk.
So, anyhow, avoid the scenario by asking her questions that require, like, yes or no answers.
Are you on your period?
I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, man.
I can tell Adam gets all the ladies.
I was trying to think of the worst possible thing.
Dude.
Those are the PMSing ones, so...
Gosh! Are you PMSing?
Do you shower?
Dude,
I don't.
No. Don't ask whatever Adam says. That's a bad idea.
I don't even ask what I say. My views are for entertainment purposes only. I would not recommend that to anyone unless you need a black eye for some play or some photo shoot.
Like, I need a black eye.
And makeup is expensive or something.
No makeup.
A natural black eye today.
No makeup is too expensive. I'd rather get makeup. Although it's more realistic. Anyhow, number four. Have her buy you a drink.
That's gotta be random conversation. He just might be like, so why don't you buy me a drink?
So that also goes in the lines of make sure you don't order a drink that suggests something like, I want a slippery nipple, or I want an orgasm.
No.
She might get that confused. She's like,
I want hot sex.
Yeah, that could be.
What's with all these freaking sexual innuendos with all these drinks?
Eric Salt. Eric. I don't know.
He's not here, so let's just blame him.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, see, in this article it says, if you find yourself in a hot situation at a bar or club, approach her and ham it up a little. It should surprise her in a mysterious way and can be charming. Although this year, this approach might also work in a cold situation. Example, I've always felt that it's a bit chauvinistic to offer to buy a woman a drink, so I'll let you buy me one and promise you to pay the favor.
I like the first one that says, I'll tell you what, how about I let you buy me a drink? They're like, okay, I mean, what?
No, that's all right. How about myself one?
I'll promise to repay the favor?
That's kind of, come on.
Yeah.
That's so cheesy.
I'll repay the favor later.
But I think that if he does offer, let her buy you a drink.
Let her buy you a drink.
Sometimes, I mean, I like things like 50-50.
I don't think
so.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down a drink if some girl's like, hey, here's a drink. Fine, okay.
So girls,
be nice,
buy me a drink.
Nice team.
So for ladies listening out there, you can buy me a drink.
Yeah, me too.
And Adam.
Yeah, I'm afraid
to ask you if you're on your period.
Daily forgot that was part of the show.
I think they took your picture today, Adam.
Good. And they took pictures yesterday, too.
Yes.
Adam makes
it. Oh, okay, before, I used to, now I'm over, it used to be me over there, but I'm over here, because I'm more on task, and I'm not taking care of that stuff.
He listens to the music in the background.
I start going, I start transing out the music. Like,
you want to hear what I'm listening?
I sit there going,
all right. Yeah, so you just sit there, and he transes out to the music. He's like,
you're like, Clara, what do you think? And I'm like, say what, with the who now?
Like, at all the CDs, and he's playing with the butt.
Wow.
She's like, looking at
my hand is cold.
He's like, oh, wow. I'm
like, whoa.
I'm like, snap out of it.
Okay, we have to go to number three, because I see a really, really funny quote in this article, and I have to read it, so let's get to it.
Go for it.
Okay. Number three is a give a sincere compliment. It's no secret that women enjoy compliments. Mm-hmm, it's true. However, they can always detect when the compliment is an insincere one. No matter the situation, you should always be able to find something unique and legitimate to flatter your target with. Your target, that's also a little bit. It may be and release. Okay. It may be risque or a more tame form of praise, depending on her body language towards you. Be sure to follow through with a negative hit so that she doesn't believe that you're in awe over her. What? Okay. And this is says what to say. Quote, it's funny that you noticed that. You're very perceptive, which is pretty good. And then the next one, this is the kicker. You have a nice sugary laugh. Sugary should not be used as an adjective.
Whatever.
I use the word, well, not in pickup lines, but I say cinnamony.
Cinnamony.
It's like, wow, this is really cinnamony.
Cinnamony. That's too much.
I can't say cinnamon.
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 And then
I can't say hamburger either.
Hamburger?
It's a hangover.
Hamburger. Yeah, if I try.
Say anemone.
Anemone. I can say that.
Say
that. I can't say
cinnamon. Say anemone. Miggity miggity
mac daddy. Miggity miggity mac daddy.
Fuck.
I forget how that song goes.
Miggity miggity.
This song sounds like it's from Night of Roxbury.
Dude, I just broke the window again. That's a request.
Alright, say hello. It's number two.
Hello.
Obviously.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I think it should be like number one, maybe. I don't know.
I don't. What is number
is
one?
Is this backwards?
Number hey, one, hi. Make your smile.
Is this just says.
I mean,
yeah.
Number, I mean number 10. It should have been like the first thing you do.
Oh, okay. Well, these are just random things.
Hello is almost like. Do you think hello is like too uptight? It says like hey or hello.
Yeah, if you're a guy and walks up to a girl and goes, what?
And don't say, what up? Or what up, baby?
What up, hoe?
What up,
how
bro?
You doing?
What up, chick?
What?
I did not say these things. Just for entertainment purposes only. Listeners, do not say what I say in any situation.
What up,
yeah.
Baby?
Okay, so I'm just going to read number two.
Go for it.
Let's see what Andy has to say about the situation. As obvious as it seems, this classic approach is often overlooked. Most women will say it right back. If only because it's a common courtesy to do so. The acknowledgement, however, opens the door to more conversation. The simple, no-nonsense approach and just mustering the courage to greet a stranger may win you some respect. This is true. Also, you know what you have to do? You have to learn how to, like, do small talk and how to, like, if you're going to approach a stranger and you got nothing to say, you might as well just save yourself some embarrassment.
Exactly.
You know?
Hi.
You got to practice on your people skills.
Go back to
Adam.
Episode number three or something like that, where I talk about how to approach women.
Yeah.
And try these things out with these women.
I have people skills, not on the show.
Just kidding.
I swear.
I'm just an entertainment host.
You're on the reporter.
You're entertaining.
You're that reporter. I thought you'd catch an
eye. Wow.
Of course.
Did she slip you her number? I think I saw that.
Yeah. Summarize things that domain I want to
We can write sweet articles together.
It's like, what's your name? And number?
You know, just for the article, I'm just going to contact you.
Can you give me your business
card? Ooh.
Oh, last
night. That's even hotter.
Are we talking about... No, we're talking about last night. Or with the one today.
I don't remember.
Anyhow.
Number one. Number uno.
It's the headphones, I tell you.
You want to wear the headphones?
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this one since they're playing around. Okay, number one. Make her smile. Getting her to smile works magic for breaking the ice. Women love a man who can make them laugh. Cracking a joke could prove the difference between picking up and striking out. Humor sets up a pleasant context and hints that you're a fun guy.
That's the number one thing, I think.
What to say? I bet I can make you smile in 5 seconds.
That's a little too much.
Okay, yeah, but once you hear a really bad pickup line, that is the bad pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but making you smile, like, if you walk up
to hear a bad pickup line,
I bet
yeah.
I can make you smile in 5 seconds.
Somebody does not want to hang out with a funny guy. You know what I mean?
But don't be overly, like, weird funny.
Oh, yeah. But I mean...
But those people who think they're funny or not funny, like that, Gilbert Godfrey?
Yes, okay, but...
Okay, if people tell you you're not funny, don't try to be funny, but if you're generally having a good sense of humor, that's cool. I think that's, like, one of the...
I don't consider myself funny, I consider myself dorky.
Dorky.
You're a geek.
Mm. Because everybody just says I'm a dorky.
You geek?
God. I don't put the word dork is in that very thing. But we won't have
it's better than dork.
Yes.
That means you say you have a good sense of humor.
I have a good sense of humor. I'm charming. There we go.
Do I have a good sense of humor?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Adam, you make me laugh. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's continue.
I'll get going for me.
I didn't want to mention anything while the other people were here, but we had an interview yesterday with another newspaper. And,
Competition. Newspaper Slash. We're going to see who does the best article.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
going to
compare.
Unless they listen to this and they're like, okay, cancel it.
Cancel it. Unless you're both listening to this, and then let's see who can get the article out first and better.
Don't worry, Richard. Lady, she didn't even, like, ask any questions, like, how you guys got started.
She interviewed us previously.
She interviewed us Friday.
I'm informed.
See, that article's going to say,
hacker from the record.
Is a radio show.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was more interested in, like, hacking than she was her show, I think.
Seriously?
Well, for a while. Well, actually, both of them were pretty interested in that.
Well, like, well, we have, like, it's a hacker ahead sign, and, like, don't pick up viruses, and, like, internet.
And they always ask us how, like, how we met, how me and Richard met.
It was love at first sight.
Through a happy forum.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Of course. Which is interesting.
Dating forum?
Yeah. You should go register. I'm sure. Binrev.com. There's two people there. You can be the Allison Hacksaw. That can be your handle. Yeah. You can just post and go, rawr. And say, I'm a girl, rawr. And there'll be like a million replies going, woot.
Woot, woot, woot.
Yeah, girls are. The show is dedicated at first to the guys on the forum because they have some problems. Some of them do.
Shout out to everybody at the forum.
Alright, we're done with that. I didn't like that pen. I should read these before the show sometime.
I don't ever read these. I always let the listener pick a topic or a geek or a top 10 sometimes, and we can write our own.
Sorry, I was just saying, I just wanted to see what I sounded like in your mind.
Oh. I just want to see you.
No,
I don't know. This one?
No, I just want to see sound volume, like how loud
you
talk.
Your mic right now.
Cool.
I just want to see how loud I talk in your mic compared to mine.
Are we having the mic flip session? Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
What time do we have left?
We only got 20 minutes.
Okay.
Dating tips.
Dating tips.
No, never mind. We got 14 minutes.
Dating
we got like
tips. What's your dating tip?
We got 6 minutes then.
I like the second one.
What's your dating tip?
These are some I'm going to try in the near future sometime.
Okay, and I have...
Please read your winter
tip. Okay, I'll go ahead and...
That was my man voice. I'm sorry.
Please read.
Okay, winter dating tips. A day in the snow, like sledding or football fights, and I would think like snow angels. There's snow angels together.
Snow angels.
She loves snow angels. So, Shannon knows what he has to do now.
Just so I can go do it.
Probably with myself, I'll be like, yeah.
I'm in dumber scene. Don't, like, check a ball of ice at her face. Yeah.
And don't, write...
And don't stick your tongue on too cold, icy cold.
Oh, frost. And don't write her name in the snow with yellow font.
Red font would be cool. Yeah. If you got some Kool-Aid...
That's a soccer talk. I wrote your name in blood in the snow.
Wait, hold on. I wanted to ask an idea really quick. If you had, like, if it was snowing outside, and you, like, just made a big heart in the snow with, like, a red, like, Kool-Aid or whatever, like, in front of her window, so, like, when she woke up in the morning, and she, like, looked out, it was, like,
I've done something like that before, but not fully.
Would that be cute?
It would, but red would... Like
well, it would. What are you gonna use?
Mine is like a dark red. Kool-Aid's like
yeah.
You have to get it.
A lighter red, yeah.
You know what? And Kool-Aid. It's not like Jell-O works too, but it's more expensive.
Jell-O.
Yeah.
Well, it's not gonna be blood red, obviously, because that one's kind of odd. I cut myself. I'm like, you're like sitting out there in the snow, like.
As you pass out.
But you can also build a snow fort. And
oh, or snowman.
Take her
oh,
into the
snowman.
Take her into the fort and make out.
Oh,
going to my snow fort.
You can warm it up, man.
Nick loves it. Melt my snow fort.
Up the snow fort, yeah. I'm attached to you.
Or
you can cuddle next to the fire.
I like that one. Like
I'm gonna lay you down by the fire.
Yeah.
Fire's nice. Sit down by the fire, throw on some Barry White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Keith Sweat.
Talk? Really?
Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye is good too.
Oh, I thought you weren't talking. Like, that mic is shorts out, really.
I've been talking this whole time.
No, I've been hearing you. Don't worry. I just thought that you weren't, but he was talking over you.
Yeah. Like, way sometimes when it's wintry and it's, like, really bad out, then do, like, fun stuff inside. Okay, cuddle by the fire.
Or play Twister.
Well, I was just going to say, you can have hot chocolate and play board games or card games. That
ooh.
That's always fun.
Card games.
Back rubs.
Back rubs.
Can't go wrong with back rubs.
A nice little candlelit massage there.
I was saying how much I love candles. I also have a warmth in my candles, but I love candles.
I like him.
Just curl around, like, inside. I remember one time I made myself the tickle monster, and I was just chasing around, tickling her.
Jackal football with the couch cushions.
Pillow fighting.
Big body slam. I'm not sure I'd want to see what's underneath these couch cushions.
A lot of money. I've dropped a lot of money down
there. De Niro.
I put up... Okay, I have a question. How about, what if you set up, like, a romantic, like, little, like, dance little thing, you know? You had, like, gondola or something, and you were dancing in the snow, and you had some music playing. Would that be cute?
Yeah, and you could go to, like, fun, like, pretty place on campus. I know our campus is really pretty.
Especially if it was snowing.
Yeah, if it was snowing out.
That would be really pretty.
And you could make out in the snow.
And write her name and your windows with Christmas lights.
I got all these good ideas.
We were going to write some stuff in our windows. We're trying to think. We have 6 windows in our apartment. We were going to write something, and we're like, we could write breast. Or we could do...
Once again, these are all Adam ready.
Beer! Exclamation point!
Beer.
Beer.
No, those are my...
Romantic.
I wouldn't do something like that. It was just for funny. Funny and dramatic.
Hot tubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my idea.
Candle it hot tub.
Yeah.
It's cold as hell when you get out, though.
I can imagine.
No.
Some people have indoors.
And if you camp out and you like, walk in a hotel, I'm like, yep, I'm here.
Not that I've ever done that before.
Oh, what? It's when you just wait for somebody to open the door and then you get in.
Yeah.
I remember seeing some movie where I think the guy, he's like a grown man, but he made like a little fort in the house with blankets and stuff and like the couch cushions and invited his wife into it.
Why are you making a couch fort? Don't worry about it.
It depends on like the girl. I love fun moments and stuff like that. Like, it's cool just like where your inhibitions go for a while.
Kid stuff, I guess.
I just like being creative.
I don't want to grow up.
I do. I love fireplaces.
There's a fireplace over there.
I can get on the desk chairs and pick us up down the hallway.
Yeah.
I like fireplaces.
Nah.
Or ride elevators.
Nice. The bus is a kid. Alright, let's just end the show while we're down. While we're ahead.
To Brenna.
Yes, people keep sending us pictures and emails.
And that's a picture. I saw lots of good-looking ladies on your website.
Those are all my friends.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Not all of them. We have some...
No. I'm saying, like, he means not all of them.
Not my friends.
All of them are your...
My friends.
Direct friends.
No. Mm-hmm. These are just girls that I know that I've met along the way that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
Yeah. Send pictures.
Yeah, like, send more pictures. Let's see. To my cousin.
That's kind of an idea.
Okay.
We could do it later on down the line. We could maybe have pick a listener and we could put together like a personalized with them on our site and like phone it for them to all listeners.
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool.
Put it on the front.
Can I be first?
No, your brother has
secret. Oh, my brother has secret. No, we're setting up the advisory thing for my brother.
Yeah, if we want to do something on the site
we're
where
just, like, talk about something
it like shows his brother's level of being single.
We added stuff to the site. If you guys haven't seen the site, we added an extra section, and it has like us in the media, like all our articles and stuff that we've been in the past 2 weeks, and like frequent questions and answers section and stuff like that. Facts. And we're gonna have my brother's advisory thing in there, and our blogs are down right now because my SQL table.
Because I haven't put it back up yet on the new server,
so. But we'll get blogs up. And when we do, we really need to get a blog up for Shannon. Allison, you want a blog?
She does. We'll say. I
she'll have a blog. Allison will have a blog.
Yeah. If Allison number 2 can have one too.
And we're going to get Allison number 2's picture on the site tonight or tomorrow or something. And so that's about it for site updates, I guess. That's all I've been working with. So.
Do you have 2 L's or 1 L's?
Anyway,
I've seen this 1 L before.
Better. I'm a biased.
That's the only real way to do it.
Okay, let's do shout outs.
Keep it real, man.
Let's do shout outs. Shout outs.
Okay, well, Shannon first.
Shannon?
Well, my girlfriend's here tonight, so you guys don't have to remind me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's.
Like, I don't have any.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't have any shout-outs. We're like, Shannon, your girlfriend. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you're my girlfriend.
I was just joking around. big shout-out to all the listeners. I mean, you know, everybody have a nice Christmas and little holiday break going on here. And shout-out to my sister, because I'm going to be an uncle. So, in June, yeah.
That's scary.
It's not scary, but yeah, big shout out to everybody. Have a nice holiday.
I get to meet my nephew for the first time over the holidays. Sweet. Aww. Aww. Number one in each.
I have a picture, though.
I'll just say hi to my roommates, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Adam, shout out.
One minute. Just extend the same shout out as I did last week. So listen to last week's show and you'll know if you were shouted out or not.
Yeah.
So that was strong of a list for me to remember.
Okay.
And I'll give a shout out to my mommy. Since you guys were making fun of me for that.
And Buster too.
Allison,
number two, shout outs.
I'm gonna give some shout outs to
Buster.
Wade. Wait, if you're listening, Justin, you better be listening. I hope both of you kids will be listening. I gotta say hello to Jubal again if he's listening. Yeah, and go back to finals, boo.
Yes, fun stuff.
So.
Shout out to Nikolai.
Yes. I'm gonna shout out to my cousin. It was her birthday the other day, so my different Anna, shout out to her. Brenna, I forgot to mention Brenna on the show last time, and so I'm mentioning Brenna.
Poopy.
Poopy. Yeah, she didn't want me to say her name, so I'm calling her Poopy.
I don't know if Poopy's bodily function term.
Oh, no. I just call her Poopy. And then
Burrito Girl.
And then my parents and my brother, they're listening. They said they're listening.
Shout out to the Gun Deliver Guy at 3 in the morning.
Nice.
I know people who work there. Shout out to Andy, who works at Gun.
Yes. Alright, closing music is by a group called
Santa.
Santa, yes. Oh, next week, I'm not going to be on the show. Adam's going to do the show next week. Maybe I'll be on the show.
We might have you on Skype.
Otherwise,
I'm going to try to get Nikolai to come over.
And, so...
We'll do the extreme liberal show.
Yes. So, for everybody, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you guys later. And this is our closing song. It's from a group called Mana.
And they are awesome.
And they're from Mexico. So I thought I'd multicultural it up.
Yeah, and this song is awesome. So,
alright, peace.
Later.
Peace. Bye.